Welcome back to Riders Field. It's time to continue the Cacique pregame show and our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Yesterday, we sat down with infielder Rafe Parrish coming off of his Texas League Player of the Week award. Let's listen in to part two of that conversation. The first time we talked was a couple of weeks before Malcolm Moore came up as well. I know you two are very good friends, and we talked with him about your guys' friendship when we interviewed him. What's that friendship mean to you, and what's it mean to have him here with you in Frisco?
Malcolm's a great dude. He's amazing. I mean, we've been roommates since the beginning of this year in spring training. We roomed in spring training, had a great time, got to know him. I mean, we weren't like the closest going into it, but we were very familiar with each other. And it just, I mean, we both think the same. We both like to have fun and goof off. Like it's amazing. It's a great friendship that we have, and it's a lot. It makes it a lot more fun having him here, so we could play the game again together. It's great.
I know the topic in Amarillo was the prize catcher, the Conco River. What's been on the watch list for you two recently?
Honestly, we actually haven't roomed since that video that we watched. So we haven't. It's probably, we've been playing a lot of Minecraft lately, and he's very new to the game. So it's me, him, and Marcus Lee saying we all have a world together, and we all compete to try to build the best house and have the best stuff. So that's been the new talk.
What's your Minecraft decor style like? Like, what does your house look like?
I have a little, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like a little, kind of like a castle. It's just pretty, the best house there. Pretty much it.
How much better is yours than Malcolm's?
Oh, it's by far the best. It beats his house by lands. It's such an eyesore looking at his house. It's terrible.
Are you playing in creative or peaceful?
Oh, we're playing on peaceful, not creative, just full on. You gotta gather all your materials and put it together. Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun, and it takes the mind off the game a lot. It's real fun.
Last one for you, Rafe. A lot of guys will spend their All-Star break going home or maybe catching up on golf, seeing movies they haven't seen yet. You told me earlier today you had to get a tooth pulled. What's the story behind that?
So, unfortunately, like the first game of the year this year, I chipped a molar in the back, like chipped one of my molars. And I mean, obviously I had the option between getting it removed or getting a root canal, and I picked getting it removed. And yeah, had to stay in Frisco for the All-Star break. It was a great time, though. Me and the girlfriend's down in town, so we got to explore the city, get out of the house a lot more. And honestly, it was great. I mean, obviously, the tooth kind of held it back a little bit, but it's better to have it's better not to have pain in the mouth right now than what I was dealing with before, so it's a lot better.
Were you dealing with pain in your mouth from game one until you got it removed?
No, it started, like, it would just increase, like, by the days, it would just increase in pain. I mean, at first, it wasn't really anything, and then I would say by, like, two months into it, it was, yeah, all right, it's starting to nag a little bit. Yeah, so, but soon it'll be all fixed, and we'll be ready to go.
After the procedure, what food powered you through it?
Soup. Ate a lot of soup. A lot of soup, and treated myself some ice cream. It was a great time. Yeah. Great time.
What's Rafe Parrish's ice cream flavor of choice to wrap it up?
Usually, I'm kind of a stock answer, just cookies and cream. Can never go wrong with that. But nothing beats the Ben & Jerry's Americone Dream. Best ice cream flavor by far. Yeah.
And right after the 4th of July, that's kind of perfect.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, it was great. It was great. Can't beat it.
All right, that was Rafe Parrish here on the Cacique pregame show. Rafe, as always, we thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups.